Well, greetings, friends from West Michigan. My name is Bernie Rusink, and it is a real joy to be with you today. I do have on my heart a few things I'd like to share, and I have in particular before me the young people, maybe the young adults and the teenagers, and the kids too, I guess. And dear friends, we are definitely going through some times of real change and some times of uncertainty. Perhaps you're graduating from high school or university, or you're trying to make decisions about the type of career that you should have, or perhaps a life partner, and you're before the Lord about who that should be, and you are asking the Lord to open some door for you. You're just wondering what to do. So I'd like to share a few things that I have found helpful in my own life, and I hope they can be helpful to you too. Let's begin with turning to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. And this is a time at the end of King David's life when he is giving his son Solomon some of his last words. And you know, last words are very meaningful here in our human lives. We have loved ones and we want to know what their last thoughts are. So here I'd like to share what David's last words, or some of them, were to his son Solomon. This is 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9. "And thou, Solomon, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." Well, dear friends, I would encourage you in your lives, as you're making these decisions and as you're before the Lord about some of these things, to know the God that David knew. You know, David is called a man after God's own heart, and as we read through the Psalms and through Kings and Samuel and Chronicles, we find many, many very precious things that David learned about his God. And I would encourage you too, young people. Many of you have grown up in Christian homes, and I would long for you to take up the faith of your parents and your grandparents and great-grandparents, and to know that God that is so good. And so here he could say to Solomon, "Know the God of thy father and serve him with a perfect heart." I don't think that means a holy heart, as in perfection. I think he's really saying, Solomon, serve the Lord with a steadfast and sincere heart. Be real. And also with a willing mind. You know, young people, I find in my own life sometimes the Lord may give me something to do and I may not want to do it. And there's such a loss of blessing in that. How good it is to know the God of our fathers and to serve him with a willing mind. I also encourage you in this that, friends, the Lord knows your heart. He knows the struggles that you have. He knows the desires that you have. And I would encourage you to remember that God is for you in all that he is. And he wants your good and blessing. He is doing things in your life to mold you and shape you into a useful and fruitful vessel. And he understands the imaginations of your thoughts too. God is interested in your life. You know, as Solomon grew older, he wrote many of the Proverbs. I would just share one that's very well known, particularly to those of you that are young. This is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And beloved friends, how needful it is to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. You know, take it to the Lord in prayer. Get on your knees before him. Be in the Word. Say, Lord, show me thy way. I think David wrote in Psalm 16, thou wilt show me the path of life. And that's the God that we serve, that wants to guide you, wants to direct you, wants to bring you into blessing, and he will show you. And I just encourage you again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. You know, it's so tempting for us, I know I'm guilty of this, to try to figure out my own path, to make my own way, to figure it out. And the Lord says, I know what I'm doing. I have a plan. I have a way for you, a path that's marked out. And dear young people, trust him. He's trustworthy. Oh, he loves you so much. You know, it reminds me of something that we read in the book of Acts. I think it's chapter 15, where it says, known unto God are all his ways from the beginning of the world. You know, nothing that's happening is a surprise to God. He knows about your life. He knows about your needs. He knows about your desires. Oh, dear young people, trust him with that. Trust him with that. I would also point out something that I think David learned, perhaps from his great-grandmother. I'm going to turn over to Psalm 91 here and share something with you that I've enjoyed about the Lord's care for our lives. Psalm 91. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. And then down to verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. You know, God is trustworthy. I think perhaps David may have learned this from his mother, grandmother. His great-grandmother, I believe, was Ruth, the Moabitess. And I enjoy in the book of Ruth, it's one of my favorite books, by the way. If you read that book and study it, it's tremendously helpful. But there was a time when Boaz said to Ruth, look, it's been fully shown to me how you've been treating your mother-in-law. And the Lord God of Israel bless you, under whose wings you've come to take shelter. You know, friends, what a place to take shelter under the wings of God. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants the best for you. What a great, loving Savior we have. I would also like to share a verse or two from Romans about trust and believing God. This is Romans 4, where it says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. You know, Abraham was asked by God to do something incredibly difficult. Here he was, a 100-year-old man who's waiting for his son Isaac, and it just seemed like God didn't show up. And then this promised one came, Isaac, and then God said, okay, Abraham, now take him and sacrifice him to me. And Abraham believed that God was able to raise him back up. And I enjoy this verse. This is Romans 4, verse 17. It's the middle of the verse. God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. You know, friends, There may be things in your life that you wish were different. Give it to the Lord. Take it to Him. He loves you. He's able to call those things which are not as though they were. And so, if you're struggling with career choices, what to study, who to marry, perhaps you're struggling with a sense of worth, dear friends, God loves you. And I enjoy in Isaiah 43 where it says, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thy name, thou art mine. Friends, turn to the Lord in trust and give it to Him. He loves you. I'd like to also share with you a hymn that is very, very meaningful to me. This hymn made an impression upon me, I think, when I was probably 8 or 9 years old. And I well remember the situation that I was in when this hymn was sung, and it just changed my whole thinking. This is hymn number 23 in the Little Flock Hymn Book. How good is the God we adore. Our faithful, unchangeable friend, whose love is as great as His power and knows neither measure nor end. 'Tis Jesus, the first and the last, whose Spirit shall guide us safe home. We'll praise Him for all that is past and trust Him for all that's to come. Friends, we'll trust Him for all that's to come, praise Him for all that's past. Oh, what a trustworthy God we serve. I think I'd like to close by playing that song for you on my harmonica. I hope that's all right. Let's close in prayer. Loving God and Father, I do pray right now for many of Your own people, Lord. Many that are yearning and longing to follow Thee and to live a life of godliness and usefulness. Lord, they're not sure what to do. I pray, Lord, especially for our young people, that You would encourage each heart. Guide them, bless them, show them Your mind. And we pray, Lord, that You would encourage and help. Thank You for Your word, blessed Father. Thank You for Your Son, the Lord Jesus, our lovely Savior. It is in His name we pray, amen.